Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning and welcome. Thanks for tuning in to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It is 9:07. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Because of limited time, I want to jump right in here. Nurse Carrie joins us. Last time we actually spoke on the air, I think you might have been in New York during COVID. You remember that?
Oh, yes. How can anybody forget that time, an awful time in human history? But yes, I definitely remember that.
So what a mess. You were in the thick of it up there and volunteering to go up there, which leads to a whole other story of how you got in trouble because you were trying to help. And that had to be a mess. You're doing all this, and there was no vaccine then, right?
That's correct. There was no vaccine, and there was no prophylactic that we were allowed to take, even though we know better that there was a prophylactic that was censored. So, no, there was no vaccine or prophylactic at the time.
And didn't they even, like, disregard the mask rule where, you know, you'd use it, like, as a one-time use, and then you were told, oh, you can use that mask a few days?
Yes. So originally, back in the day, you know, with the N95, we would wear it just a one-time use and throw it in the garbage. But when COVID came around, they said, here's your N95 and you're going to wear it for 5 days. And here's your paper bag. You're going to put this mask in a paper bag and you're going to have it for 5 days. That's what they told us.
Wow, I never knew that paper bags had that kind of antibacterial characteristics. That's good to know. I know it will help maybe tomatoes to ripen. How long have you been doing nursing?
So I've been nursing 28 years. I was a LPN in the military for 5. And then I went back to the University of Florida, got my BSN from UF, and been doing RN for 23 years. So a total of 28 years.
So since you've been providing health care for this period of time, are things getting better or worse for both the patient and the healthcare worker?
Well, I would have to say things are definitely getting worse. I think that the regulations that have been slapped on to organizations, protocols to these, these physicians that are having to follow protocols that don't make sense. For example, you know, a patient will come in and meet criteria for sepsis based on the numbers, the computer will flag it saying, okay, this patient's septic. And then the doctor says, no, this patient's not septic, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to administer the fluid bolus anyway. And we're going to start them on all these antibiotics, even though intuitively, I don't know. I don't think that's the way to do it, but this is what we're told to do.
And unfortunately, sometimes it goes the other way where the person comes back with infection. It seems like happening so often now. I don't know whether it's MRSA or what's going around the hospitals, but anecdotally, it seems like almost everyone I talked to has had any major surgery over the last year. At least half of them had to go back for a major round of antibiotics.
Well, I think that there's a couple of reasons for that. I think that, you know, we had the COVID vaccine that has basically lowered people's immune systems. Your body is basically having the mRNA that's telling your body to continually produce this spike protein, which we know is not good for us. So I think that's a part of it. I'm seeing definitely an increase in autoimmune disease and all these just weird things happening to the younger people, not even just the older people. People are coming in with blood clots, needing amputations, going into kidney failure. So I think that's one aspect of it, I think, is the vaccine. But I also think the other part of that is the food that we have. It's not good for us. We have poisons in the food. We have poisons in the environment. So I just think it's just a couple of different things working together against people, unfortunately.
Well, I think greed is behind a lot of that, so that we allow these things, ingredients in our food that even European nations would not allow. I always thought our standards in America would be the highest. I found out that they absolutely are not. And then something interesting also is going on. This happened to the tech field a dozen years ago. Oh, we don't have enough qualified people to fill these positions, so they grant all these visas. And it turns out, yeah, there might have been a slight shortage for a little while, but they continued on forever. And then people in the tech industries were getting fired left and right and replaced. I understand that might be happening in the nursing profession.
Yes. So just recently, a hospital made the announcement that they were going to bring in foreign nurses in exchange for a free pathway to citizenship, free housing, and of course they're going to pay them less. And right around the same time, I had several nurse friends get an email that they would no longer be needed starting June 1st. So now all these nurses that put their life on the line during COVID and left their families and just was, you know, brave nurses or being sent this email that, well, we're not going to no longer need you. We may need you again during busy season, even though for the last 4 years, they have been able to get steady employment throughout the summer. So, yes, that's definitely happening.
That's got to be irritating because, like you say, nurses are on the front line. You bring in foreign nurses, and the employer's like patting themselves on the back like they're doing this great thing. And then, of course, you have some language barriers, even if they can speak some English. I would think that communication would be pretty important dealing with patients.
Absolutely. One of the biggest complaints that I get from my patients is the doctors that come in. We have seen a huge increase in foreign doctors. And, you know, we do have some great foreign doctors, but they're just not used to American culture. So they come in the room, they don't give the patient eye contact. And the biggest complaint I have from my patients is that, number one, I can't understand a word the doctor just said. The doctor didn't look me in the eye, and the doctor was in and out of the room so fast, I couldn't have 2 seconds to ask a question. And so then, therefore, they're asking me the question, and then I'm having to call the doctor and say, your patient had some questions, and they get annoyed with me because I'm bothering them.
Yeah.
And it's
like,
why did you become a doctor? So that's frustrating.
Yeah, I remember that. Who wants to call the doctor and get this issue taken care of? And everybody would like, you know, their hands would go back like, somebody else take the phone. I think I learned the hard way that everyone needs a healthcare advocate. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And you know what? I think that it starts with you being your own advocate, but of course, get your family involved as well.
And, you know, there's so much information floating around the internet now. You could look up anything and kind of get the answer that you want, or you can get two answers that are the opposite. I mean, it's so hard to find truth in any area, I know, from the political standpoint, but even in healthcare, when it comes to food, when it comes to medicine, I mean, for instance, big pharma, I mean, are they out of control?
They are absolutely out of control. In fact, you talk about the food and it's like they're in bed together. You have the FDA, which is big food, and then you have big pharma, and a lot of the same people that are on the board for FDA are also sitting on the big pharma board. So they're basically just feeding each other the same information, and they're all making the same rules and regulations, and it's just one big corrupt system. And, you know, we can call it the, you know, the medical industrial complex.
And so a lot of these hospitals are supposed to be not for profit, but it does seem like the bottom line is critically important to them. And what we're seeing is, like in the Southwest, they never talk about it anymore. How many hospitals closed because of indigent health care that they were forced to give, and then nobody's paying those bills, and we have to make up for it. And that's one of the reasons why our health care costs are so high and our insurance is crazy.
It's absolutely ridiculous. People are spending a fortune on insurance premiums.
Let me end it this way for now, because I know we could go on and I could talk to you all day about this. What can we do? What's the basic, most simplest way that we can be empowered in some way?
So just go back to the basics. I think right now God is telling everybody just to keep it simple, get back to the basics, get natural sunlight 15 minutes a day, drink spring water, stop drinking your fluoride water, do some breathing exercises, connect with nature, and go down the rabbit hole in the holistic, functional integrative medicine world. You'll find a lot of information, and I'm seeing that there are people that are able to come off their blood pressure medications and other medications, and it's been life-changing for them.
Wow. All right. Well, again, this is a subject where I know we could spend plenty of time, so I definitely want to have you back. You up for that?
Absolutely. I'm excited. Sure.
All right. And I know it puts you in a difficult situation, too, because, you know, everybody needs a job. You tell too many truths, and sometimes that doesn't go well.
Well, I understand that, but I know that my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has my back. And in fact, he's the one that told me that I needed to come out and start empowering people to make decisions that can improve their health.
Right on. Faith over fear. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.